I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
I believe in All the Way Full.
Here's what I believe. If there's one thing you don't mess with in life, it's love.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. It sounds a little too much like an essay question on a college application. Please identify a book that has changed your life. Discuss. The truth is, most of us can identify a book that has changed our lives in profound ways. Perhaps it was a book that inspired, or one that provided solace and refuge during very difficult moments. Whatever the case, books have the power to transform. And that's certainly the case for this week's encore essayist, Jan Keough.
When I was in seventh grade, I helped out at our junior high school library. I loved the company of books, and it was no hardship spending time shelving and straightening. We were grades 7 through 9, so our interests and maturity levels swayed like trees in a nor'easter, books ranging from Batman to gushy romances. One day, I came across a paperback with a loud yellow cover, The Story of My Experiments with Truth by Mohandas K. Gandhi. I couldn't say why I picked it up, except that seeing the word experiments in the same sentence with truth interested me. What was going on here? Was truth a newly discovered element in the periodic table we were studying? Maybe the book was a collection of stories about liars and how they got away with it. Now that could be useful to my just-out-of-grade-school mentality. Anyway, I remembered hearing of Gandhi in broadcasts about Martin Luther King. So I checked out the book. There began an experiment within myself that's lasted decades. I read about a timid young man from India who traveled to South Africa and joined a law firm, who quickly became outraged at the treatment of non-whites. When he wouldn't obey the color laws, he was thrown off trains and sidewalks, insulted and beaten. Although he challenged injustice through the courts, he didn't strike back. Reading this bothered my 13-year-old self. It certainly didn't go along with playground memories of dodgeball. Yet Gandhi stuck with his experiments, drawing in thousands, pursuing non-resistance to violence, an approach that seemed wildly impractical. Dr. King's own experiment to defuse racism culminated in a speech emphasizing not political tactics, but his "I have a dream" vision of an awakened society. Gandhi and Dr. King showed a no-matter-what commitment to their deep-felt ideals. History presents Gandhi as no ordinary man. Yet from what I read as a teenager, Gandhi was very much an ordinary person, like any of us brooding, squirming kids trying to figure out what kind of person we wanted to be. Mind you, not what we wanted to do, but wanted to be, inside, as human beings. Not something you usually talk about with your guidance counselor or job recruiter, but a conversation you can begin with yourself. My experiment started as a schoolyard kid when I happened to bump into a book that changed my life, and it has traveled with me since then. This life experiment is my journey, always present, just waiting for the next test, the next goal, the next realization. To paraphrase poet Robert Frost, choosing this has made all the difference.
Jan Keough is co-founder of the Origami Poems Project, an experiment to provide free poetry to enthusiastic readers. She lives in Cumberland with her musician husband Kevin and their two mini schnauzers. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.